Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, we're going to hear from Andrew Brandt, NFL insider, columnist at MMQB, executive director of the Morehead Center for the Study of Sports Law at Villanova, and a former vice president of the Packers. Jordan, I thought I asked you to get somebody with experience. Andrew, you've been there, done that, huh?
Yeah, Tommy, good to be with you. I feel for all the people listening. I know that it's an imperfect game. It's a human error is part of all sports. I've been in sports my whole life, but it just, I know it doesn't help soothe the pain over there.
You know, we all know what happened, and maybe now it's time to start looking forward and look at possible ways to fix this or what change might come about as a result of it.
Yeah, and that's where I always get back to my experience, which is this, again, I know people there are saying this kind of thing doesn't happen every year. But there certainly are moments of tremendous outrage and tremendous fan involvement in saying, how could this happen? And what happens is there's the competition committee, which Sean Payton is on, that gets together, but they get together in March, not January. Mm-hmm. And my point is that the outrage of the heat of the motion of the moment is gone, and they're in a sterile conference room, although in a very nice spot somewhere in Florida or Arizona, California, and they're talking about, you know, what to do before they go to the beach or go to dinner. And I'm not sure anything changes. I mean, usually you get to those meetings, the meeting of the owners and the league after the competition committee meeting, and they said, yeah, we looked at it, but it'll cause too much disruption or too much time or it won't work. Or you can think about in a rational way all the reasons why replay of pass interference could be more harm than good, even though you want to rectify what happened here.
Well, in a way, I guess TV would drive it, right, Andrew? Because it's going to lengthen the games, which means it's different windows that they can put the game in on a Sunday, I would presume. Is that part of it?
Yeah, I guess it could lengthen the games. I mean, you can limit the coach's challenge to whatever they are now, two or three or one, if they don't get it right. But sort of, you know, listeners, think about what reviewing pass interference means. A coach makes a challenge, and then you watch, not like the other day, but you watch two players jostle all the way down the field. And can you call it? Yeah. Can you not call it? Yeah. And we're going to be in sort of that zone. So my prediction is nothing changes. And the same with overtime in playoff games. I mean, Andy Reid doesn't have a problem with it. And so I just don't see much changing despite the heat of the moment.
It did change after the Saints were in the NFC Championship, Conference Championship game, where they decided to, you know, it wouldn't be right to have the game end on a field goal without each team getting a possession. Good rule, you think? Good rule change?
I think optimally you'd like both sides to possess the ball. But, you know, then you sort of go into, well, okay, so if the team first team scores, then the other team has to score or tie. And, you know, I guess you could go to that rule, but it seemed like the rule that changed you're talking about has been working for some time. And, again, the guy on the short end of it the other day, more so than in your game, the Chiefs, Andy Reid, he's fine with it, so why should anyone else be have a problem with it?
You know, the pass interference, when you talk about reviews and so forth, I mean, by the nature of the game, that is so subjective. Like you were saying, are they hand fighting? Are they jostling each other? Is it face guarding? I don't know how you change it other than y'all do whatever the hell you want to cover the guy, keep him from catching the ball, or to catch it. I don't know how else you regulate that. Is there any way?
You know, I think that was the rules back in the day. You know, when you can think about the the Patriots mugging the Colts receivers 15 years ago. And, you know, that was all changed. And how many times do we talk about in football the explosion of offense and allowing these receivers to run free? I think the most impactful call in football is a long pass interference. It could be 50 yards. So, yeah, what do you do? What I suggested in my Sports Illustrated article this week, and I don't know, but I just think technologically the NFL and all these sports leagues are way behind. I mean, we're still determining ball placement by a referee coming in 20 yards away and spotting it.
Mm-hmm.
We're still determining first downs by two guys with a chain and sticks. I mean, maybe you could, first of all, get all that cleaned up technologically, and then maybe you could have chips in the ball or the shoulder pads to determine if the ball got there before contact. It just seems to me a lot of human error can be replaced. And I remark that I watched, you know, the tennis tournament after the football game in Australia, and, you know, players challenge all the time. Mm-hmm. It takes literally 5 seconds to determine with microscopic accuracy if the ball's in or out. And I know football's more complicated, but why is tennis the leader in that and not football?
In terms of technology, one thing that I always wonder about is, has the officiating always been prone to such error, and now because of technology we're seeing it more than we used to, or has the technology caused the officiating to become worse because people are afraid of being overturned? What do you think, Andrew?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. Clearly, the ref on Sunday was not afraid of being overturned. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think technology is a factor. What I guess we're both saying is that the TV, CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox technology has bypassed the league's own technology. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So we see things on TV that are superior to what the NFL product has. So again, if the NFL knew it was pass interference from some ball chip or helmet chip or shoulder pad chip, then we wouldn't need replay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just to me that in a $15 billion business, what's the latest innovation we've seen? Is it pylon cam? I mean, and that's a TV thing, not
right.
A league thing. So I'm just wondering, again, we're gonna sit here in 20 years and say, can you believe that's how they determined a first down with two guys walking out with sticks?
Or maybe we'll sit here in 20 years and say, boy, you think by now they'd quit using sticks? That's the question. Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate your time. I hope you come back on. Andrew Brand, NFL insider, columnist at MMQB, executive director of the Murad Center for the Study of Sports Law at Villanova, former vice president of the Packers.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.